I think I'm losing my hearing with a lot of other things I'm losing. I'm standing back there asking someone, well, what's the invitation song? What's the invitation song? They looked at me and said, he never announced it. So I guess I'm losing my hearing and my memory. It's good to be back home with you all. I must say it's a good thing to go and see my old home and visit some old friends. But you know what? I think I'm learning from my own lessons that I taught. There is nothing like being back home here with God's people. And I enjoy the encouragement and strength that I get from being here with you all. You probably could ask kids why they enjoy and why they just like and even somewhat even love going to theme parks. And they probably give you a whole lot of different answers. And I think there are some older people in here who like going to theme parks too. I think there are some older people here who enjoy, you know, hopping on rides and just how fast you can go. I've been strapped down in a chair traveling 120 miles an hour. That just doesn't excite me. Some of the kids probably will say that they enjoy the food that's there at the theme parks. Some of the kids might say they enjoy just being there and all the games that you can play. And some might even give the answer. The reason why I like going is because of the excitement that's there. But for some of us, who's a little bit older, we probably just settle for a walk in the park. Just be amongst nature. Maybe for us, we would just feel somewhat excited by just walking and seeing the trees and enjoying the wildlife and all the things about there. Now, there's a lot of places in this country that I would like to see. A lot of places in this country I haven't been to. There's a few places overseas I want to go, but not too many. A lot of places here within the United States that I haven't seen, I would like to go and see. I've been to California, but I'd like to go one more time and see the great Redwood Forest. Those humongous trees there that one can't even put the arm around. Alaska, I would like to see Alaska before I pass away. I would even like to see the beautiful islands of Hawaii. And some here might would say that they've never been to New York, that just for a little bit they would like to go and to New York and stand right there, Times Square, one of the busiest cities in the world. Whatever the reason may be for certain places in this country you might want to go and see. But from a spiritual standpoint, how about heaven? Why do you want to go to heaven? Has anyone ever asked you that question? Has anyone ever confronted you and asked you, why do you want to go to heaven? Some might say, well, because, you know, I hear there might be some good people there. Or maybe some might say, well, you know, there are a lot of people that are trying to go. I think I want to go too. Have you ever really considered the question as to why do you want to go to heaven? I'm going to take this lesson and put it right there in between my last lesson and Josh's lesson. If you remember, we're going to start with Josh and go backwards. Josh's lesson last week was the blessed hope that we have of eternal life. That blessed hope. And if you're going back past Josh, I talked about continuing, having that strength to continue so that we can enjoy that blessed hope. Now, right there in between there, here we go. We're going to ask the question as to why do you want to go to heaven? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever really considered why you obeyed the gospel? Why you start this journey? What is it about heaven that you're really excited about? One probably can make a whole long list of the reason as to why you want to be in heaven. Just for a short little while. A couple of reasons that I've thought about. First of all, on the list is because of the company that's going to be there. Because of the company that's going to be there. As I was gone, I was in the company with a lot of people that wasn't that great to be around. But it is so good, as I said, to come back and be with Christians and be with brothers and sisters who love the Lord, brothers and sisters who are striving to make it to heaven. Maybe the reason why you want to go to heaven is because of the company that's going to be there. Open your Bible, please, to John chapter 14. Jesus, in speaking to the disciples, started at verse number 1 and going downward, he says, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus tells the disciples not to worry. You know, don't let your heart not be troubled. That in his Father's house there are many mansions. Maybe it's possible that the reason why you want to go to heaven is because God is going to be there and that Jesus is going to be there. Could that be one of the factors that motivates you? Could that be one of the factors that motivates you to want to live right, to want to do right, is because of the company that's going to be in heaven? There's a lot of people I really don't like being with. You probably could list some people you don't enjoy being with. But can you imagine the company that you're going to be keeping if you make it to heaven? Being there with the Father, being there with the Son, with all the great men who lived and died faithfully throughout the Bible. Why do you want to go to heaven? Could it be because of the company that's going to be there? In Acts chapter 1, sorry, verse number 9 through 11. Acts chapter 1. Sorry, verse number 9. Now when he had spoken these things while they watched, he was taken up and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into the heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will soon come in the like manner as you saw him go into heaven. What encouraging words that they give to the disciples. Tell them that Jesus who you saw ascend upward, that he will return. But throughout the Bible, as you read, you read about Jesus being on the right hand of the Father. The company that's going to be in heaven. Isn't it exciting? Isn't it good news to know that when you make it to heaven, that you're going to be amongst the Father, Son. You're going to be amongst many great people who live faithful. Serving God. A passage that is very familiar with us. Matthew chapter 7. And we've taken Matthew chapter 7. We've taught on many different lessons from it. Look at Matthew chapter 7. At verse number 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Jesus reminds us of the Heavenly Father who's where? In heaven. If I make it to heaven, if we make it to heaven, we can be in great company with the Father. Why do you want to go to heaven? Are you just following along with the rest of the group? Have you ever really considered it? why do you really want to go to heaven? Maybe it's because of the company that's going to be there. This message should be pretty easy to remember. It's all C's. Three C's, okay? All C's. First is the company the Bible talks about that's going to be in heaven. In Hebrews chapter 11, that great chapter on faith, it starts out Hebrews 11, 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then he goes on, he talks about all the great men who have served God by faith. He goes, there's a whole list of men. There's Noah, there's Abraham, there's Moses, it's Abel. Wouldn't it be great? That if we arrive in heaven and those men be there to be in such great company. Can you imagine being in heaven there with Abraham? Can you imagine being in heaven there with the great Moses? The one who led God's people out of bondage. The one who brought down the law to God's people. Imagine the great company that's going to be in heaven. Maybe that is a motivating factor as to why you want to reason, as to why you want to go. It's because of the company that's going to be there. The righteous. Those who spent their lives serving God. I don't know. For some of us here, your mother, father, our children, our friends may have been faithful serving God. May have passed away in time past. Wouldn't it be great if we continue to live faithful? We enjoy a blessed hope. Place of eternity. And that we be able to see all the people that we knew who lived and died faithful be in heaven. Why do you want to go to heaven? Maybe it's because of the company that's going to be there. Secondly, maybe the reason why you want to go to heaven is because of the comfort that's there. Because of the comfort that's there. It's not a day that doesn't go by that I am reminded that this is somewhat uncomfortable world living at times. Reading the newspaper, listening to the news on the radio, watching television. Someone stole something that did not belong to them. Someone killed someone, maybe for money, whatever the case may be. War is going on in different countries here and there. Sicknesses. Mistreatment of one another. Even mistreatment of poor, innocent little kids. Some of you here are probably like me. Before I leave my house, I make sure I set my alarm. And that just reminds me of what kind of world we live in. Sometimes, this is a very uncomfortable place to live in. Maybe the reason why I want to go to heaven is because of the comfort that's there. Because of the comfort that's there. I was just thinking the other day that in years past, especially when I grew up as a little kid, that school was probably one of the safest places you could send your kids. You didn't even worry about things that, you know, once you sent your kids to school, that he'll be taught right back then. and the kid will be disciplined. Now schools seem to be somewhat dangerous at times. Making this world, causing your life to be just a little bit uncomfortable. But when I look at the Bible, I look at Revelation chapter 21. It reminds me of the comfort that one will find in heaven. Revelation chapter 21, starting at verse number 1. Now I saw a new heaven, a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying. There shall be no more pain, and the former things have passed away." You know, Saturday morning, around about 10 o'clock, we all lined the cars up. Nice old country road. Long trail of cars, we all had lights on. In the front, you had the deputy sheriff. And right behind the deputy sheriff, you had the funeral service. And there you had the body. And we slowly traveled through Main Street, Silas, Alabama, down to where they was going to have the funeral at. And as we pulled in there, I got out and we went and viewed the body. And people sat there, sad looks on their face, tears. Isn't it great to know that in heaven, that you'll never see that? That in heaven, there'll never ever be a funeral procession. In heaven, there will be no need for a funeral service. In heaven, there's no dying. There's no pain. There's no suffering. There's no tears. You probably can go back and remember the last time you sat and you cried about some sad things that's either going on in your life or someone else's life. But see, that's never going to happen in heaven. So maybe it's because of that, because of the comfort that you'll find the Bible talking about that's going to be in heaven. Maybe that motivates you. That heaven is going to be a very comfortable place to spend eternity at. Philippians chapter 3. And Philippians chapter 3, start at verse number 20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body according to the working by which he is able to even to subdue all things to himself. How encouraging it is to read scriptures like this as Paul writes to the church at Philippi and encourage them and remind them that their true citizenship is in heaven, that Jesus is going to return and your body will be transformed. new body. Sometimes, people, I don't know about you, sometimes my body is uncomfortable. Sometimes I wake up and I start my morning off talking to my feet, to my legs. Come on, legs. If we can make it to the shower, we got it. But see, in heaven, when I get that new body, there's going to be no pain. It's going to work, work, and work. And keep on working. Why do you want to go to heaven? Maybe it's because of the comfort that's going to be there. For most people who own a home, especially for those who have had a home built, we had our house built about 10 years ago, and you know, when you first get your house built, you're so excited about it, and everything is new and everything is shiny. Everything works. And you think it'll last forever. You never have to make any repairs on it. 10 years have elapsed. I've noticed there are some things that has to be repaired or had been repaired in the past. This house is not eternal. That bit by bit, things begin to corrode, decay. But the comfort that you find in knowing that heaven is a place that's not going to decay, not going to corrode, that's going to be there forever and ever and ever. Maybe the reason why I want to go to heaven is because the comfort that I'll find there. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. And 1 Peter chapter 1, starting at verse number 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercies has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. How encouraging. That which God has reserved for us, it's not going to fade away. It's incorruptible. It's going to last forever. In 2 Peter, in the book of 2 Peter, starting at chapter 3, verse 10, Peter began to talk about, speaking towards the day of judgment. He started verse number 10 of 2 Peter chapter 3. He says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heaven will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hasten the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, looking for a new heaven and a new earth in which righteousness dwell. How encouraging. That in the midst of all the things that's going to happen, in the midst of this world being dissolved, destroyed, that God has made a promise that there is a place waiting for us that lasts forever and ever and ever. What comfort! Why do you want to go to heaven? Is it because of the comfort that you find there? Thirdly and last, one more C. Is it because of the conquest that's there? When you think of conquest, one would think of active process of conquering, being victorious. See, if I make it to heaven, I won't ever have to worry about temptation. If I make it to heaven, if I remain faithful to all that I should be doing, and I'll make it to heaven, I won't have to worry about temptation. I will have been victorious. Maybe it's because of the conquest that's there. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 13. As the disciples approach Jesus and tells Jesus about John's disciples learning to pray, Jesus began to teach them how to pray. In the midst of that, of those words, you will see that Jesus teaches the disciples to pray that they be led not into temptation. You know and I know there's a lot of temptation in this world. And you know and I know each one of us have our weaknesses. And it would be wise for you and I to do our very best to stay away from it. But see, in heaven, we're not going to have to be concerned about temptation. There will be no temptation to sin in heaven. Well, what victory we can have. Maybe the reason you want to go to heaven is because of the conquest, the victory. That you fought the good fight. You've been faithful. Now as you cross over into the abundant place that God has prepared for you and I, there's not going to be a temptation there. There's not going to be any sin there. We know that Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. As you read in Revelation 21:8, it gives a whole list of sins that you're not going to find in heaven. You won't have to be concerned about sinning. Because see, by faith, you've been victorious. You've crossed over. Why do you want to go to heaven? Maybe it's because, going back to Revelation chapter 21, maybe it is because of the very idea that in heaven, I'm never going to die. I don't know about you, but every time I attend a funeral, it reminds me that one day I too must travel that path. And when you're sitting there, you get a kind of eerie feeling in your stomach when you're sitting there and you're looking there at the body, and it reminds you that you are going to go that path one day. But if I make it to heaven, I won't be concerned about that anymore. Maybe you want to go to heaven because of the conquest. Because of the victory. Victory over death. The victory over sin. The victory over temptation. It's a very encouraging passage to read is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. If you start verse number 16. I've always found encouragement there. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. How encouraging. What a victory over the world. When you read this right here, that on that glorious day, if we remain faithful, we can be with the Lord forever. The victory, the conquest. Why do you want to go to heaven? Have you really thought about it? Is it because of the company? Because of the comfort? Maybe because of the conquest? How about this question right here? Why do you don't want to go to heaven? Have you ever thought about that? Why is it that you don't want to go to heaven? A lot of people haven't thought about that. But yet they live their lives in a way in which they don't want to go to heaven. This evening, you are a Christian and you've been thinking about heaven and that glorious place to spend eternity at. But somewhere along the way, Satan have tricked you and you've given in and you're sin, and there's sin in your life that you need to take care of. By way of repenting, please do so. So that you can keep that your mind, that blessed hope, that blessed place that awaits for you. Now, if you're here this evening and you're not a Christian, I would be lying and stand here and tell you that heaven is going to be your home too. It's just not so. But it can be so. When you read such passages as John 3:16 through about 18, how God sent his son to die for those who would believe upon him and follow and trust in him, that they could have eternal life. How beautiful. God wants you to be in heaven. But you got to want to be there. And it's not going to come by an accident. So being here this evening and you're not a Christian, you stop and think about this. Do you want to go to heaven? If so, it's possible. You can start your journey this evening. The Bible teaches one must hear, believe, repent, and confess, and be baptized. And when you rise out of the water, he starts a new journey, a new life, a new walk with God on the pathway to heaven. You know what? As much as I love you, and hopefully you love me, I can't make those decisions for you, and you can't make them for me. Each and every person must stand up and make the right decision pertaining to their souls. And Jesus asked that great question, what shall a man profit if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Let's sing.